Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. It be Friday, the 27th day of January 2023. On Fridays, Wayne takes the first hour to properly pump himself up. And he will be right here in exactly 60 minutes to crank it all up. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. I guess you could say I'm the official warmer-upper and the official fill-in host for said Wayne Allen Root. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, flipping the switches, spinning the dials, making sure that we're FCC compliant. And as always, without him, you would hear nothing but static.
I want to start with this. Yesterday, I got in front of this microphone, and there was a video that was surfaced that Project Veritas had put out there, and As I watched that video, which was a video of an executive on a date, the two gentlemen were having a conversation that eventually got to talking about Pfizer and the vaccine. And it just seemed so contrived, so fake, so phony. So as I was watching it, and I watched it multiple times, the original video, and I thought to myself, well, this could only be one of two or three things. One is it's a flat-out hoax and a lie, right? Two people getting together trying to get back at Project Veritas for some reason or another. That seemed like it was the most realistic because it seemed so abnormal. And I know Pfizer executives actually have to sign documentation and go through the rigors as far as what they can and cannot say. So it seemed very unlikely that someone would spill their guts over the trade secrets over a couple of Manhattans or Cosmopolitans out on a date. The other option was, okay, this person was smitten to the point with the other person that they were in press mode. And I thought, well, okay, that's possible, but man, to just unleash all of the hardcore trade secrets of Pfizer and how they manipulated the virus and the vaccine. I came before the microphone yesterday. I said, I have a hard time believing that this is even true. Let's wait and see, get to the bottom of it. But right now, I don't really believe it. I said, well, it could be this, but you know, it also could be that. He could be trying to impress his date. Well, it turns out, at least from another encounter, if you haven't seen this video, it is remarkable that Project Veritas found this particular Pfizer executive, this Pfizer scientist, and found him at a restaurant and went into the restaurant and began asking him questions, just questions about the original video, and this Pfizer executive lost his mind and went after the reporter from Project Veritas, did smash the laptop on the ground trying to destroy the video. It was a scene, man. If you haven't seen it, watch it. I can't do it justice by playing the audio. There's a lot of audio to it, but you have to mesh the two together. And I'll post it up on the Facebook site.
So since I've cobbled together all the information, I've come to the conclusion that this all has to be true. It's hard to create a scenario where this person, Jordan Tristan Walker, is not guilty of spilling the beans.
And I got to think, here we are spinning on this giant blue marble through space, around this great star, through the galaxies, at millions of miles an hour. And here on this little blue rock, we have the largest military conflict, the bloodiest conflict since World War II going on in Europe. According to some of the experts, we're as close to nuclear annihilation as we've ever been. We have a president of the United States who literally can't get through an entire press conference without stumbling over his tongue or shuffling around on stage as if he's a 100-year-old man. That same president has, for some reason, stored, or finding out, has stored classified documents spread out in garages, in cabinets, in basements, all around the country. All within grasp of his crackhead son, who's had dealings with the Chinese, with Ukraine, a crack-addicted potential pedophile with access to all the secrets. All this is happening, and we're still suffering through 7%+ inflation. The confidence, my confidence, I'm sure your confidence in our government officials continues to wane. It's at an all-time low, which is a lot to say, because normally government officials' approval ratings are around 10%. Imagine that. Your approval rating is less than 10%. We are literally being invaded at the southern border. Not thousands, millions. Millions of people in the last 2 years have made their way across the southern border. Our government does nothing. We're dealing with daily cyber attacks. Violent crime is at an all-time high. The racial division in this country is, to say the least, troubling. The indoctrination by our educators of your children into this mind-blowing woke culture is rampant. And while all of this is going on, we now find out we got punched in the mouth with a Chinese virus, the world did, and the people, the scientists, the men and women in white coats that we're supposed to trust, the ones that are supposed to be looking out for human beings, we're finding out that a company that has made not billions, tens of billions of dollars, maybe purposely and maliciously altering these vaccines to maximize profits. How can you trust Big Pharma now? How can you go through life blindfolded? How can you just go through life just saying yes, sir, no, ma'am, to these men and women in these lab coats, force you to roll up your sleeve, ask no questions, take the job? How do you trust them now? How do you trust anybody now? Now, this is not saying that modern medicine hasn't been miraculous. It has. It saved billions of lives. But right now, ask yourself, how much medication do you take on a daily basis? How many pills do you pop every day? High blood pressure. Maybe you're taking something to calm your nerves, ease your mind. Say you're taking whatever it is that you're taking on a regular basis. Almost every single person can raise their hand and say they're ingesting something that Big Pharma has put together to make your life better. And maybe it has in some cases. But then again, maybe it's just masking something that's covering up something that you could fix yourself with a better diet, more exercise, more self-control. Reduce your own stress level instead of, again, popping pills. And the one common denominator with all of this is there's a company that's getting very, 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 very rich off of this. And I don't know how you can explain away some of these issues with this vaccine. And even if a small percentage of what Project Veritas caught on tape was actually true, even just a fraction of what that kid said is true, then how in the hell can we trust anybody? How? It seems impossible. How can anybody justify with a smiling, smug face that Big Pharma is manipulating the vaccine, manipulating the virus to improve their bottom line? Profit! I guess the only question now is, how does this story end? Who is culpable? What actually
occurred under Pfizer's watch? What kind of damage did they actually do, if any, allegedly? And Wayne Allen Root has been front and center, ahead of the times, if you will, with this topic. And he's been talking about this every single night. Every night, the people that are dropping dead, the athletes that are dropping dead. What role does Pfizer play in that? When you have experimental vaccines or drugs that are unleashed on the public, and there are any issues with that drug, they pull it immediately. Why, then, has not only our government, but other governments just sat back and watched their citizens, our citizens, your friends, your family members, get stuck with the jab, when really we don't know what they're getting stuck with? It's experimental, and it doesn't take a lot of research to watch the news and see story after story after story after story of young people, in particular young males, dropping dead. Is it the vaccine? It's a legitimate question. And it's a question that every single responsible physician, anybody who went to medical school, should be asking. Have they made a mistake? And is it causing pain, suffering, and death to a percentage of the population that get the vaccine? My name is Lee Elsie on Fridays. I get the first hour to warm you up. Wayne Allen Root will be here in less than 60 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allen Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA, and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. I'll be here at the top of the hour. Question for you, how bad are these riots going to get, these potential riots, because of the 5 black police officers who beat a black suspect to death? Now, the video is out. Horrifying, all that goes along with that. But the question is, are these cities, these progressive cities, going to burn? Is this going to be another summer slash now winter of love? Or will these progressive-run cities be more sympathetic because it was black police officers who took the life of a black potential criminal? I guess we'll see how much looting actually happens because of this. By the way, there's a study out. Do white police officers unfairly target black suspects? I bring this up because one of the listeners on my morning show here in Connecticut asked me this question, so I did a little research on it, came up with this. Using a unique new data set on police-involved homicides, they applied several discrimination tests to determine if white police officers discriminate against black suspects. We find that the probability of an unarmed black suspect being killed by a white police officer is not significantly greater than the probability of a black suspect being killed by a black police officer. We also find that while black officers are generally more likely than white officers to kill unarmed black suspects at a higher rate than they kill unarmed white ones,
The difference in these gaps for black and white officers are not statistically significant. These findings are inconsistent with the taste-based discrimination on the part of white police officers. So yet another study that finds that cops do not kill indiscriminately because of the color of your skin. But I'm sure people across the country right now listening to these radio stations on this network are probably throwing their radio saying, that can't be true! Look at the videos! Look at this! Look at that! It's just not true. Study after study proves it out. And the reason why the percentages of blacks are killed higher percentage than whites is because, unfortunately, blacks are committing more violent crimes. More white people are dying at the hands of police officers because the sheer volume of whites is higher than the sheer volume of blacks. But black criminals get themselves in positions where they've committed a violent crime, probably with a weapon, and they're more likely to get shot and killed by police officers. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. Real quick, before we run out of time, how much aid has the U.S. sent to Ukraine, and how much has been siphoned off? Well, the sheer dollar value totals close to or over $100 billion, but we've given them everything from infantry arms and equipment, artillery, tanks, air defense, ground support vehicles, manned aircraft, air-to-ground missiles. The list goes on and on and on and on. Not sure what side of the fence you come down on as to whether or not you think we should continue to send money to Ukraine. I don't think we should send any more money to Ukraine. I think we've done more than our part until I can get a complete account of actually where all of these dollars and cents have gone. Nobody has given me a clear idea of who's getting the money and what it's being used for. And you know what's funny? Here's how I know I'm right. If I tell a progressive, or I ask a progressive, are you concerned with where the money and the equipment are going when we send it to Ukraine? And I get an eye roll from that progressive, because somehow, if I ask that question, I'm not sympathetic to the women and children being bombed. When the truth is, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. No, I don't like to see women and children slaughtered, and of course, I want to do the right thing. But I also don't want to be ripped off and robbed. And as I sit here in front of this microphone, I don't know how much I'm getting ripped off by a historically corrupt Ukrainian government. It's really that simple. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Filling in for the first hour here for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA. USA News Update. The White House is urging peaceful protests ahead of the release of footage showing the traffic stop in Memphis that led to the death of Tyre Nichols.
As the Department of Justice conducts a full investigation and state authorities continue their work, the president has joined Tyre's family in calling for protests to remain peaceful.
Wall Street is closing out the week with gains. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 28 points to 33,978. The S&P 500 added 10 points to 4070. The NASDAQ rose 109 points to 11,621. Former Vice President Pence is reacting after classified documents were found at his Indiana home.
This was an unfortunate development.
The Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into the documents, how they ended up at Pence's home, former President Trump's, and President Biden's. Dave Collins, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We try to bring this gentleman on once a week as best we can. 30-plus years of military expertise. And he is a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation. You can follow him at heritage.org. It's our pal, Stephen Bucci. Stephen, thanks for coming on today.
Good to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back on. So I just got to get your once over as far as every time we talk, there's another story about more documents in some either garage or a library or maybe in his kitchen cabinets. I don't know where he puts these things, but another round of classified documents show up. Through President Biden. Thoughts on that?
It's kind of goofy. I don't know. I mean, President Trump, you know, left office and took documents with him that he, in his mind, had declassified and that were, you know, relevant to, you know, his history and held on to them. And everybody had a cow. And, you know, sent the FBI to do a raid, all this other stuff. Biden, as it turns out, has no idea what documents he has. Don't get me going on his mental capacity. But he, you know, he's got documents, this last ones that they found this weekend after several times saying it was all the searches were done. They're from when he was a senator. So, you know, I mean, those were... That's totally against the rules. He wasn't president. He wasn't even vice president then. He had no authority to do that. But, you know, the left sits there and goes, oh, yeah, but this isn't really anything because he wasn't going to do anything wrong with them. But Trump, oh, we have no idea what he was really going to do with them.
Right.
It's political theater, Lee. And you either need to set the rules and say, nobody can take these kind of documents, and if you do, we're going to punish you. Or say only presidents can do this, and then it's okay. Or say everybody can do it. I don't understand how any lawyer can sit there with a straight face and say, well, my guy's fine, but that other guy over there, he's screwed, you know. It's ludicrous.
Right.
And right now, kind of embarrassing. I can't believe, because the foreign press covers these things, too. They have to be sitting there going, these Americans are loony. And I have to kind of agree at this point. You know, set the rules, play by them for everybody, or change the rules.
You've dealt with classified material, I'm sure, a number of times, probably thousands of times. I don't understand why it seems so easy or haphazard just to take it. You would think that if it was something that has national security implications at stake, it would be guarded and that you'd bring it in and you'd read it and then you'd put it back into some vault somewhere. That's the thought process I think most Americans have, but I kind of get the feeling that, Stephen, they just read something, it may be classified, throw it over here on the desk, throw it over there on the desk, and then when they're leaving, they pack it up, put it up in boxes, take it out. That seems chaotic. It seems insane.
It is insane, and that is malhandling of classified documents. You know, you remember Jim Comey saying, yeah, the Clintons, they screwed this up. They mishandled these things. But there was no bad intent, so we're not going to do anything about it. You know, President Trump, seemingly with more, you know, Hillary Clinton was the former Secretary of State at that point. She was not, you know, a former president. She never had ultimate classification authority on this. She had pretty good classification authority for stuff within the Department of State, but not the kind of authority that a president has. And, you know, you see this constantly shifting standard. And I got to tell you, if I or someone else below these exalted political appointee positions handle documents the way these people have, we'd have gone to jail. We've at least lost our jobs.
Yep.
And definitely lost our clearances. But it's, you know, I don't get it. There should be some rhyme or reason. There should be a system there's people on their staff who are supposed to keep them from doing this kind of stuff. And it seems like those folks are more there to enable them than it is to help keep them out of trouble.
Doesn't it seem odd, too, that in the last case or the second to last case, that Biden would have lawyers without that kind of clearance looking through all the things? So now, to compound the issues, not only have you had this stuff stored in an unsecured location, now your lawyers who don't have classified clearance are looking through everything.
It's sloppy, and it runs the risk. What if one of those lawyers decides, well, you know what? Okay, now they're covered by their client lawyer confidentiality thing. You're not supposed to release stuff. But what if one of them goes bad?
I mean, right.
He's never been cleared for a security clearance. He finds something that's really juicy and says, man, you know, group X, whether it be a foreign power or a newspaper, would really love to have this.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it and go, because I never signed any documents that said I can't handle this stuff. So they let me have it. I'm going to take it. There's just a huge gap in the security in the situation that you could drive a truck through, or a Corvette, I guess. And, you know, it's crazy. And for the president of the United States to get up and say, well, look, there's nothing here. We're going to cooperate, but I never did anything wrong, and there's nothing wrong here at all. Yes, there is, Mr. President. There's a bunch of stuff wrong, and you're responsible for it. You're the president of the United States, or you were the vice president, or you were the senator from Delaware who was given this material to look at and to store properly and handle properly, and you didn't do it. You went totally in a different direction. There has to be some accountability, and seemingly there's none.
Is there a difference? I know there's got to be different levels of classified material. I would hope that the ultra-sensitive classified material, nuclear codes, etc., are kept in a different, or are secured in a different way, right?
Yeah, there are. There's a couple of classification levels. There's confidential, which means if released, it could cause damage to the interests of the United States. There's secret, that if released would cause grave damage to the interests of the United States, and top secret, which would cause, you know, extremely grave damage to, you know, how you judge which one is which, I don't know, but they do that. And then there's additional code words that they put on them that direct specific handling techniques, and things called special access programs that you have to be read onto. So it's not, if it has one of those code words and you have not specifically signed a piece of paper saying, I have authority to do this, and here's what I'm promising not to do with it, you can't touch it. Even if you have a top secret clearance and this thing is secret but has one of those code words, you can't play with it because you don't have a need to know about that specific program. And all of these have different handling techniques. And for the most part, in most organizations in the government, it's pretty rigorous. You know, the Pentagon has guys walking around who have been read into all these projects, and they carry these locked bags. They look like, you know, a briefcase, except they're made out of nylon, and they have metal mesh woven into them. The guys are not carrying the keys necessarily, and they deliver them to the big people that deal with them for action.
Right.
And it's very rigorous. It's monitored. When somebody screws up, you know, somebody goes in the bathroom and puts the bag down and walks out without it, that guy is not going to be working at the Pentagon the next day. And
right.
He's going to have some, you know, going to have to get a lawyer because he's got legal problems.
Right. Yes.
But now you see the folks that have them for action, you know, the actual office holders who may be the decision makers, or maybe just were reading that stuff for intel value, and they're just acting like it's, you know, a newspaper clipping.
Right.
And that's not the case. You can't treat these that way.
I assume, you know, too, it's a life or death thing for somebody who gets that assignment, correct? I mean, if you have the assignment of holding, and I keep using the new codes because it seems like it's the most relatable, I mean, you're giving up your life for that briefcase, right?
Well, yeah, you've got it. And, you know, when I used to travel with Secretary Rumsfeld, there were times I had the Duke codes. But we had security guys all around us that were there primarily to protect the life and limb of the secretary. But those guys all knew what I was carrying,
right,
and knew the importance of that. And if, you know, a lot of times they would get me a firearm so I could help protect it too.
Sure.
It just, the idea that you just, you know, can la-di-da not worry about this stuff, and then when you do it and get caught, blow it off. Well, you know, it wasn't like it was on the street. It wasn't a locked garage. Really, how does that meet the standards of a, you know, secret compartmented information facility? You know, it's embarrassing to have our senior leaders. You know, if they were sitting there going, man, we screwed up. We should not have had this. It's bad. We're going to get it over there. Okay, they're cooperating. I'll give them that. They're saying, yeah, come look around. If we have something, we're not supposed to take it back. But to sit there and then go, well, yeah, but we didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Yes, you did, Mr. President. You broke the law.
Steve, I got to go. We're out of time. Keep it right here. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. It's Wayne Allyn for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Perridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, my next guest made me laugh already. As a Braves fan, I laughed. Alabama, you're in Alabama and you're a Braves. I guess that would be the only next closest team you'd root for. But I do have this to say to you. So when I was deciding what college to go to, I had a choice of I was going to go to Alabama or Clemson, and I chose Clemson. Me and you could be best friends right now if I had chose Alabama.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
You chose that. Yes.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, me too. Everett Johnson is joining us right now, the president of the Alabama State Fraternal Order of Police, and we're going to talk about the use of force. So, sir, first of all, thank you for what you do, man. You guys are out there keeping us safe, and you're the dogs that keep the wolves at bay, and I can't appreciate what you do more. So I thank you. Let's start out with that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your sentiments for that. Thank you.
So use of force, you know, we've talked about this many different times. Obviously, this last couple of years, it's been a firestorm with George Floyd, et cetera. So what kind of a message do you want to get out there today?
Well, we're currently facing a situation where law enforcement officers, within their constitutional legal rights, are unfortunately having to use force in order to affect arrest and to protect society and protect our communities. And yet we're seeing more and more of them being put over the fire of trials by our district attorneys unjustly. These officers are being trained to handle situations. When they handle it according to their training and according to policy, the political fallout from that, from some sections that think that police are a problem, I think force the hand of these politicians to take action and prosecute these officers. And currently we have a couple of them in Alabama that are in jail. Excuse me, they're in prison from doing their job. And it's just, it's terrible. It puts it's obviously a burden on those officers and their families, but it's also a burden on the profession as a whole, because every day that officer is putting on that badge and that gun, that vest, going out, fighting the good fight, protecting our communities, and yet having to look over their shoulder to make sure that they're not going to be the next one to be prosecuted for doing their job.
So here in Connecticut, we had a similar situation that's happening down there in Alabama. Your legislature obviously decided to, you know, take a stance against the police. We had the same situation here. We had this bill where police officers lost qualified immunity, as well as a whole list of other things that kept them safe. But, you know, this has been something I think that's not only affecting you in Alabama, but it's affecting the entire country, right?
That's correct. It's everywhere. And you can, I mean, you see it all over our country. Unfortunately, even our president thinks that the police are the problem and not the solution to dealing with criminal element here in our country, in our streets. You know, when it comes to qualified immunity, law enforcement is the only profession that our legislatures in those particular areas have taken away qualified immunity from. It's not taken away from medical professions, not taken away from these other professions that have that standard, but only law enforcement is the one suffering from having qualified immunity taken away from them. And that's horrifying, because that's going to put that officer's life in jeopardy, because before he reacts, he's going to think about what's the consequences. You know, am I going to prison, or I'm going to be sued because I'm having to do something to, number one, effect an arrest, or number two, protect myself from harm.
And I bet you know people who have either been injured or killed, or know of stories where they just paused a half a second and it ended up causing them to lose their life or get injured because they were worried about that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a situation a few years back up in Birmingham where it was right after the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson, and we had an officer that was slow to react because he was fearful not of the situation at hand, but of the potential consequences of his action from either the administration or the court, of whether he, you know, was going to be punished or whether he was going to be prosecuted. And it injured him severely. He was able to recover. Unfortunately, it didn't take his life, but that's sort of the circumstances where we're at. You know, this goes beyond just that. We're losing officers. Retention rates are extremely low. Recruiting rates are about non-existent. Where we're losing officers at a rapid pace. We're having to, you know, that puts a strain on those agencies to have to double shift these officers. That strains their officers' wellness. It strains their physical abilities to do the job. It strains their relationships at home because they're at work all the time, because they're having to fill the holes that are left open, because people choose they've had enough of this job because they don't want to go to prison or they don't want to get harmed.
Officer, we're going to run out of time, so before we do, what's the final message you want to get out, and where do they find out more about you and the cause?
These officers are out here putting their lives on the line, and yet we have district attorneys and prosecutors out here trying to make a name for themselves to put police in jail.
Listen, I could talk to you for hours. I got a million more questions, but I know you're very busy. I appreciate you giving us some time today, officer, and thank you. Stay safe out there, and again, roll tide.
Roll tide.
Not Auburn, right? Tide. Right?
No, sir. Roll tide.
All right, there you have it. We are out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
3.